It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard on a Tuesday, just a couple days away from a huge game. The Eagles and the Commanders. Lot to do today. 1 hour from now, we'll be joined by Marcus Hayes. First time we've heard from Marcus since, well, a lot went on here in Philadelphia. Tonight, Joel Embiid makes his return to the court. We'll talk to Marcus about the Sixers and everything going on. And, of course, the Philadelphia Eagles with a big game Thursday. Ross Tucker at 12:30. Kiss the baby later. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Listen, I feel like if you're in a government building, I think the government building should open on time, man. I had a little bit, like the post office.
Yep.
I'm not dissing anybody at the post office, but I went to the post office this morning.
What happened?
It wasn't open at the time it said it was going to be open.
So did you wait or?
No, I ain't got time to wait. Okay. But if it says they open at 8 o'clock, then they need to be open at 8 o'clock.
I agree with that, Hugh. All right, that one, you're not going to get much pushback from me on that. If you say you're open a certain time,
you got to be open.
You should be open.
People got things to do.
They do, like we do. We have a show to do, and we start right now. Hugh Douglas, it's interesting when things, you know, old becomes new again, right? And new becomes old, and things flip around, and you go back in time. And I feel like we've gone back in time here, Hugh, because, you know, a lot this past offseason, the one before, since we started doing our show, I was told by certain people around here that defense is what you would call a luxury,
not a necessity.
Not a necessity. And yep. Then the 2024 season began, and it felt like in the NFL, defense was becoming more of a thing again. Not so much here that first month, though. I was like, oh, here we go. And, you know, the defense is young, and they're going to take some time. And then in the last month plus, the last 5 games, the defense hasn't just become pretty good or decent. Mm-hmm. They've become one of the best in the NFL. And, Hugh, as we enter week 11 and the Eagles get ready to take on the Commanders, and when I think about the game, I'm like, well, their offense is good and our offense is good and their defense is okay and our defense is really good right now. And that's given me the most hope for this team, the defense. And I'm at the point now, I'm looking at some of the numbers this morning. This defense almost across the board is a top 5, top 6 defense in the whole NFL. Points per game allowed 5th, yards per play 2nd, yards per game 2nd. And the offense has moved kind of to the top 10 too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty clear the better unit so far this season on this team now has been the defense. And Hugh, I'm ready to say something, and I'm curious what you think about it. And if you're ready to go there, I'm ready to say right now the 2024 Eagles are a defensive football team. For years, the Eagles have been an offense-first team, and in the good years with the defense, they got a complete team. I think it's changed. I think now the Eagles are a defensive-first football team. The defense is the driving force behind why the Eagles are so good. Hugh, what do you think? Are the Eagles now are you ready to say it?
No.
Oh, come on.
I will say this, though. I think the defense has played well in these last couple of weeks. There's mm-hmm. no question about that. They have been the catalyst, especially when you talk about the last game that we played in and the way that they played, and they allowed this offense to get going. But no, I don't believe that to be the case. I mean, I'm not trying to be, you know, bullish in my take. I feel like they're playing well. They're playing extremely well under Coach Fangio's
yep.
Guidance. And you got some guys out there that are doing their thing. But I still think that this team is offensively driven. I know that doesn't carry that much weight, especially now when you talk about the fact that scoring in the NFL has been pretty much down all season long. You know, one team that I thought that was on the uptick, they didn't fare so well last night.
The Rams,
they didn't fare so well last night. So it's one of those things where it's just been off year. I think they're taking advantage of the situation that's been presented to them, but I still think this is an offensive squad.
215-592-9494. We'll see maybe by the end of the show if Hugh will admit that maybe, you know, defense is a necessity, not a luxury. I just look at the change in the defensive side of this football, and that's what's driven this thing. That's why they've been so good. It's allowed the offense to kind of find themselves. Their defense the last month, you know, you go to the Browns game, the offense wasn't doing much. You know, the Jaguars game, the offense did well early, but then it kind of sputtered a little bit. Even Sunday, I mean, let's go to the game Sunday against the Cowboys, where They are in the beginning of that game. The offense is sputtering. The defense's domination early, taking the ball away from the Cowboys, allowed the Eagles to keep the Cowboys down. It allowed the offense to find themselves. And then when they got going, good, yeah, they poured it on. But the defense held their own early. I go back to the first game of the year in Brazil against the Packers. The defense did it there too. Sirianni on Sunday after the game talking about how the defense early in the game Sunday against the Cowboys, they kept him in it and allowed the offense to, you know, get their feet under them.
You know, that kind of happened in the Brazil game too against the Packers. They just kind of helped us stay in it when it wasn't going great. I think the defense has done a really nice job. They played a great game today. Forcing that turnover, I think after our turnover, was huge to keep it at 7-3. But they played. I just thought that they played. They started fast. They played great throughout the entire game. We tackled. I love when we tackle well. I mean, we've tackled really well. Those guys on that football team on the Cowboys have some guys that can really do some damage with the ball in their hands. CeeDee Lamb, Ferguson, obviously Zeke and 23. They got a lot of guys that can and Turpin.
Well, they look, he could be nice to the Cowboys players. We know they don't have many great things on offense right now with their quarterback.
No, that's Strugarowski.
Yeah, but he's right about the idea of early in that game, right? That you have the two turnovers there by Jalen and the offense, right? And
no doubt.
If the defense didn't stand up, It could have been a
highly contested affair in that first half.
I mean, the Cowboys could have had 14 cheap points on the board, and then I still think the Eagles would have won the game because the Cowboys were not good, but it would have been more of a challenge. It would have been more of a slog. It would have been like, all right, well, you're not really comfortable till maybe early in the fourth quarter. Instead, once the Eagles scored before halftime and then out of the gate in the third quarter, you knew the game was done.
I will say this about the defense. Now, I know it might sound to a lot of people like I'm not moving off of my stance, but I had a chance to think about this a little bit. This defense, this offense is dynamic enough, and they have the ability that when they do get going, they make teams that they're playing against one-dimensional, and it makes it easy to call plays. Now, we've seen times where if you have the personnel to put this defense on its heels, it tends to struggle a little bit, especially in the passing game. When it's time to get after the quarterback. But they have been fortunate enough with the play of Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell and those young guys in the secondary that they haven't been challenged that much as far as receivers are concerned.
Yep.
Now, you know, what Terry McLaurin, that's going to be somewhat of a challenge for him this week. Not saying that he's going to be a world beater or anything like that, but, you know, CeeDee Lamb, that if we're being fair, was out there playing with one arm. You know, and not taking anything away from the way that those young guys played, but it's a difference when you have a couple of receivers out there that can make some noise as opposed to one. This defense is playing well, no question about that. But I still think that the tip of the spear for this team is the offense.
215-592-9494. Are you ready to say the Eagles are now a defensive team? I mean, like that, it's something we haven't said here in Philadelphia in a very long time. They have been an offensive team and an offensive driven team. For years. I mean, years and years and years. I don't know. You got to go back to the last time. I don't know. You go back to 01, 02, 03, where it felt like it was more of a defensive team when the Eagles are good. I believe this is now a defensive team. That's the driving force of this team. I'm looking at some of the wins this year where I thought of the two units, what was better? Green Bay, the defense stood up early in the game. They don't win that game without their defense playing like that. The Cleveland game, the defense was better. The Giants game, the defense was better. The Cowboys game, I would say the defense was probably the better of the two units.
Playing with a lot of confidence,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it doesn't mean the offense wasn't good in those games. Like the only one I would say the offense was probably the driving force was probably the Bengal game because the offense really was efficient that day and Jalen was.
Yeah.
But even that game, they caused three turnovers late. 215-592-9494. Jaws this morning. We even got a quarterback saying it. Here's Jaws this morning on what he thought and now what he feels.
You know, I think we've all seen really good things and an improvement every single week. I love the way the defense is playing right now. I expected our offense to be dynamic. I really did going into the season. You know, it was a veteran group, everybody back pretty much. You know, Saquon Barkley addition. I thought the offense would really carry this football team. But the defense, to me, has gotten better every single week. And I think as Vic Fangio has begun to understand the talents and maybe even some limitations of some of the players.
It sounds to me, and I'm just reading between the lines here, but it feels to me, it sounds to me, like defense, Hugh Douglas, is a necessity with this Eagles team.
Still a luxury.
Come on.
Still a luxury. I mean, with this team, has been playing well. No, I mean, and I hear you.
They are where they are because this defense.
And I would say that this defense has made huge strides.
Huge.
In the last couple of weeks. No question about that. Not denying that.
Top five-ish defense in the league.
There's still some teams left on this schedule where this defense is going to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
And this offense is going to have to do what this offense does. We've seen over the last couple of weeks in the NFL how, you know, defenses, there's not, when you look at it as a whole, there's a lot of middling defenses out there right now. A lot of those. You know, and the ones when we were talking about the top tier defenses, some of the names that were mentioned in the top tier were like, well, oh, really? That's kind of surprising. But there's going to still be some times where this offense, where this defense is going to have to play against some tougher offenses, and this offense is going to have to show up and show out. Definitely.
Well, they are, but yes, there will be tougher opponents. Starts Thursday with the Commanders, and the Rams didn't play well last night, but they have some pieces on offense. And then the Ravens after that. There's some good offenses to come. But the defense, they're going to go – if the Eagles are going to be what people have started to think they can be now, which is a team that competes for the Super Bowl, they need this defense to continue to get better and better and play like this. 215-592-9494. I feel like what is old is new again here in Philadelphia. Defense is back.
It is exciting to see, though.
Oh, of course it is. It's awesome
to see.
And
there's something to be said about playing with a lot of confidence, and there's no question about that. They're playing with a lot of confidence right now.
And it sounds to me like it's a necessity. I mean, maybe by the end of the show, you'll admit that defense is a necessity. Can we get there? All right.
We could talk about it.
Okay.
We got 4 hours.
Yeah. Well, I'm just...
We can chop it up.
Maybe after enough callers tell you that this is obviously a defensive team. Now, Kyle, where do you come down? The Philadelphia Eagles came into the year as an offensive team. I now believe they're a defensive team. What do you think?
I don't want to wait. I think you should concede it right now.
Go ahead.
It's obvious they're a defensive football team. It is. They're a 7-2, I think, way more in part because of how well the defense has played this year than the offense. And I know they haven't played great competition necessarily. And when they did play against Jordan Love, you know, it was early on in the season. They stacked a few points against them. But the defense was the reason we kept that game close in the beginning. I mean, the offense was horrible. Turning it over. Like, think about how we thought about this offense in the beginning of the season, how frustrating they were just because of how they played relative to the amount of talent that they had. And they put this defense in really tough spots. And the defense kept them in a lot of football games.
I will admit that, too, that they surprised me early on, especially in that Green Bay game.
Well, they're the reason that we're 7-2. I mean, they just are. The offense has been stuck in – like, think about all the crap that we give them for not getting off to a fast start. They can't score in the first quarter. They rarely ever score. I think they scored one time on their first drive of the season this year.
Yep.
And the last two times when they did score in the first quarter is because the special teams or the defense put them in an advantageous position. I mean, it's so clear right now that the Eagles, and I'm very shocked to say it, nobody expected this, they're so obviously a defensive football team.
Well, think about the Saints game and the Browns game. If not for their defense, they could have lost both those games. I mean, yes, Jalen led them down and Goddard had the big 61-yard play, but the only reason that game's even close into the fourth quarter is because their defense shut the Saints down for the first three quarters. The Browns game, offense wasn't great that day. I mean, they scored 20 points. The only reason they won the game is because their defense stood on its head all day long. And really, some of the games this year, the Jaguar game, the Browns game, the only reason those teams even had as many points they had is special teams. The Eagles' defense has been outstanding. 215-592-9494. I can't believe we're having this discussion, but we are here now through 10 weeks of the season. Are you ready to say the Eagles are a defensive team? I am. Kyle is.
Crazy.
What's that?
10 weeks.
I know it moves fast.
Yeah.
Don't distract us from the reality here.
What's the reality?
The reality.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
Well,
I'm
the
just
reality
saying.
Is that defense is such a necessity.
That's a luxury still.
How could you watch the first 10 weeks and say this isn't a luxury?
No, I mean they played well.
They've been excellent.
And they've played well, and they're playing with a lot of confidence.
Excellent.
They're playing with a lot of confidence.
How can you call them a luxury and not a necessity when they are the reason that we're 7-2?
I mean, they've played well. I think that's part of the reason why
they are the best unit on this team.
Saquon has been a godsend as far as this offense is concerned.
Sure.
I could point to him being more of a reason why this team is having a success as opposed to
it's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network.
Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The defense, not taking anything away from the defense.
So, the reason that we're able to unleash Saquon is because the defense is holding its own.
Right.
If we're behind in these games where we let up early, they don't use him as much. They can't lean on him.
This is a game of possessions. And a lot of times, over the last couple of weeks, the fact that we've been able to control the line of scrimmage and run the ball the way that we've been running it has allowed other teams, or it puts them in a position where they have to panic a little bit. They feel like they don't have enough possessions to get back in the ball game. And that's why this defense has become opportunistic. I tell you what, man, the secondary is the leading the way of why this team is playing better. And the fact that you're allowing, well, teams are allowing you to play them one-dimensional. It's the offense. I mean, no doubt about that. Defense is playing well. Defense has saved their bacon, pulled their bacon out of the fire a few times, but this is, don't get it twisted.
This is an offensive-minded team. Well, we thought they were. I mean, Hugh, it is bizarre because look at where all the money is, right?
Money, all the resources,
the star power that
allocated.
It's on the offensive side. But this season so far, I'm watching a defensive first football team. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, men.
Good
Welcome
morning.
Fall.
Good morning, Chris.
Beautiful fall day out there, man.
It is. I'm actually excited the weather dropped. I need it to feel like fall. Like 80-degree days, I'm done with those. Give me a good 55, 60. What are you thinking, Chris?
What am I thinking? I'm going to get into this in one quick second. Shout out. See you guys tomorrow at Klondike Kate. Guys, anybody in the area, come there. Dude, outstanding food. And meet the best. A sports talk show on WIP, that would be your number one midday show. Come out and see the festivities.
Well, thank you for the shout out. And yes, we will be at Klondike Kate's tomorrow. And Newark, can't wait to do the show there, 10 a.m. tomorrow. And you're right. We were there, 3 weeks ago? Really cool place.
Yeah.
Great specials, great food. Come on out tomorrow. Chris, what do you got for us this morning?
Guys, we are a running team. I feel like, we got to start playing some Cher, some Turn Back Time to 1989. Where we're at, Hugh. I mean, we're back to like 3 yards in a cloud of dust, ball controlled offense. That's where we are. I mean, guys, I just looked up some numbers here real quick. So look at this. And I think this isn't just the Eagles. This is the NFL. Hugh, maybe you can chime in on this. But our total offense is 6 in the NFL right now, okay? Passing offense, we're 20th. Running, we're number 2 in the NFL in running the football. So that's some of the success. Now, Hugh, I built you up, right? This is good defense for you, right? About to pull that carpet out from underneath your feet.
Uh-oh.
Defense matters. Since week 6, we've been number 1 in total defense. It's going to be the main reason why Hugh's going to go babyface pretty soon here at the end of the season. Total defense, we're number 3. You can't deny. Now, again, we're playing bad quarterbacks. We have a huge challenge on Thursday night because I was shocked at how well Washington moved the ball against that Pittsburgh defense, because I think we'd all agree that is one of the best defenses in the NFL. That's going to say a lot. We're going to find out really what our identity is. But I go back to the old traditional 1980, 1990 brand of football. You run the football and you play, Hugh, say it with me, good defense.
No, they're playing good defense. I cannot deny that. They're playing good defense. And I never said that they weren't. But it's still – defense is still not a necessity.
Ooh, it so is. Chris, we appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow at Klondike Kate's. No, Chris said something, and it was interesting the way he kind of got into his point. Kyle said something similar. And you actually – all three of you said the same thing. You mentioned the running game and Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
If not for the defense, Saquon is irrelevant. He's a giant again. Right, like Saquon Barkley is great. He was great with the Giants. He's a great player. But he's become special here because they can run so much because the defense is holding opponents down. If we had last year's defense, Saquon would be a waste of time. I'm telling you, if the Eagles had their defense from last year, Saquon would be a shiny piece that they wouldn't even use because they'd be down 14 points in games and they'd have to throw it 50 times. This defense being a necessity has changed this season. He mentioned 1989. I feel like Buddy Ryan would be smiling right now watching this football team. Defense, sacks, DBs, running the football, low scoring games. I think it's a defensive team now. Alex in Philadelphia. Hey, Alex.
Hello.
What's up, Alex?
Defense.
That's what's up. That's right, Alex.
It's a necessity. And you look at the numbers, Hugh. Without the defense, we don't get the ball back and be able to sustain long drives. And once we get up two scores, then the defense already know what's coming at them. They got to pass the ball. You can't run on us.
Mm-hmm.
So we know where the ball is going. So you're going to get your quarterback hurt or you're going to throw interceptions. Defense is a necessity.
I'm happy to see what I'm seeing, but I still think that it's a luxury. It's not a necessity. I think this defense has taken advantage.
Let me tell you a secret, Hugh. Thinking comes from not knowing.
is that like a personal attack, Alex?
No, that's not a personal attack because if you don't know.
Okay, Alex, let me tell you this. Okay, what teams have we beat that have winning records? Since we want to go there.
Professional teams. I don't care about.
Wait a minute. No, I know. No, listen. Because listen. That's my argument. Because you know, I understand where you're coming from, but. When I ask you this question, could you just please answer for me? How many teams have we beat with winning records?
None.
Well, one. Well, the Packers.
Cincinnati.
No, it's the Packers.
The Packers. The Cincinnati Same Bengals.
Guy. They're 4-6.
They're 4-6.
We didn't know Packers were going to be like that first game of the season.
No, I'm not. But see, this is why. See, I understand that everybody's excited and they're hyped about this defense. This is where I'm trying to give you a little bit of humility. Like, this is what I'm about to drop in you right now, some humility. If you want me to keep it a bean with you, you ain't beat no dynamic offense yet. Now, the offense that you're going to see this week is pretty good.
We're going to beat them.
Okay. Okay, if you say so, we shall see. And if they do.
We're going to beat them.
Okay, listen, Alex, listen. I didn't ask you. Thank you for telling me the score. Didn't ask you for the score. We start talking about, you know, whatever you said, me not knowing what I'm talking about or whatever,
anything like that. No, I didn't say that.
Listen,
I didn't say
okay,
that.
But Alex, what I'm trying to tell you is this. I'm excited about the way this defense is playing. There's no question about it. I was a defensive player. But I also understand when I look at that stat sheet and I look at the offense that you played against, outside of two of those offenses,
they've been bad.
They've been anemic.
Yeah, terrible. Alex, you're right on this. I mean, that's
yeah.
It is.
And I was trying to hold it back, Joe, but seeing I got a little personal, and I was like, hey, because I'm trying not to poo-poo on the defense.
I gotta be honest. Maybe he shouldn't have pointed it right at you. That's a good line though. Thinking it's not knowing.
Yeah. And that's
funny line.
No, because I'm sitting here and I'm trying to be courteous to my football team. But the reality, the numbers, when I look at the numbers, you're talking about the Dallas Cowboys who couldn't get out of their own way yesterday.
It's terrible, yeah.
You're talking about
Giants.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, bad.
Who couldn't, the only way he moved the ball down the field was because you gave him a penalty.
Yep.
The Giants, come on, man. And the Browns.
Yeah, terrible.
Like, I get where we are, and I am the first one that's going to tell you that you play their professional teams, and you play the teams in front of you. But let's be realistic here, people. They ain't played nobody. They haven't played anybody of any caliber yet.
I would say the Bengals' offense is legit.
That's a good win. That's a good win.
That's the best
one. And I would say the Green Bay Packers at the beginning of the season.
And that one, now they made plays, and they had the helm in the red zone. Green Bay did have a lot of yards. They moved the ball, right? The most impressed I've been with the defense all year, off your point, Hugh, has been the Bengals, because they held them down. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls here. Is this now a defensive football team? I'm trying to convince you today. He is standing on business.
He's standing on business.
He still thinks defense is a luxury, not a necessity. We'll see if he changes his mind by 2 o'clock. All right, we got some real defensive guy with some audio for you next. Seth Joyner plus ComboCon is back. You guys know what we're playing for. The Midday Show Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway sponsored by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliance. We'll tell you the grand prize, what you're getting in the mix for today with the qualifying prize. They all coming up next. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.